Amazon.com. Or does it?
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Helping you go to the next level in your health and in your life. That's what the show's about. It's about you. It's for you. Because really, at the end of the day, to go to the next level in your health, you have to make the decision. No one else can do it for you. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about from any kind of health challenge. But at the end of the day, you got to decide that you want to get well. That's the key. Give us a call right now or go to getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. We got Sam kicking off with an email. Got the emails coming in like crazy. Sam in New Mexico writes about prostate health, and he says this. He says, what do I need to do about an enlarged prostate? He says, my doctor started me on some medication, but I don't really want to do that. What do you think? Well, there's a couple of things, I think. First, with the prostate, it depends on the enlargement. If it's prostatitis, if it's just an enlarged prostate, there's got to be a reason that they started you on some form of treatment. So you never want to go against that. Your PCP's got you on that. I mean, of course, you want to follow through with what they're telling you. And you never want to go against it. You want to know some options? We can talk about what's out there. Okay. Now, with prostate, you got to think about this. Usually when a gland is doing something like that, there's some nutritional deficiencies that are taking place. Are there some genetic involvement? Yeah, there can be. But you've got other factors that can be involved. And so one thing we know for a healthy prostate that's really important, pumpkin seed oil and even pumpkin seeds. I mean, you can get more concentration out of the pumpkin seed oil, but it helps with dihydrotestosterone. And DHT is actually produced from testosterone. It's a very potent form or molecule of testosterone that's, you know, very important to guys. But if it's not absorbed and utilized right, it can cause swelling of the prostate, can cause hair loss. There's a host of things that can be caused by that. So one is pumpkin seed oil. It's really good. It's got some good research out on it. Salt palmetto has been used for years. Nutritionists have used it. Naturopathic physicians have used it. Even mainstream medical guys have used it too, and gals. So something to look into as well. Now, zinc is a big one too. Zinc is a big supporter because it supports testosterone. And recently there was a study done, and it was amazing because for so long, and this is something you might want to check with your doctor on seriously because it's brand new research, but for so long we thought, well, high testosterone levels is a direct correlation with the prostate being enlarged. And so if you lower the testosterone levels in a male, then you're going to reduce the chances of prostate cancer. But we're finding now that the opposite may be true, that healthy levels of testosterone where you can metabolize your own testosterone and utilize it is more of an important issue than not having enough. That study I read the other day. Incredible. So there's some shifting changes in the way that we're thinking about prostate and prostate health. You might want to get some blood work done. You know, I know they're checking your PSA and looking at that, but you might want to have some work done just to see what your testosterone levels are and what the numbers are and go with that. Because, you know, as you're doing your own research and you're talking to your doctor about it, the natural methods are fine. I mean, nothing's going to hurt by taking zinc and salt palmetto. I mean, those are basic formulas, and they can guide you on that. Your doc can. I mean, milligrams and all that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, when you're looking at things like that, and avocados because of the beta sitosterol, when you're looking at more of a whole food nutrition, don't think of that as like a medication or a remedy. It's more building the body back up. It's supporting the body. So again, depends on what the numbers are. Depends on how much it was swollen. It depends on if there's an infection or not. I mean, there's a lot of variables in that question you're asking me. So I hope that helps. And, you know, at the end of the day, prostate health, the good news is if it ever turns to cancer, it's very much a slow grower. And because of that, I mean, that's good news. It gives you a lot of opportunity to make the right choices and make the right decisions and do quite well with your health. And there's more on that at my website. You can check that out. More information about prostate health and all the ins and outs of what we're talking about here. Just go to the website, go to getwellradio.com. You can check it out there, and that'll be able to help you, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Carol now. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, I am doing pretty good, but I have a dilemma.
Oh, the dilemma. Okay.
Yeah. I'm type 2 diabetes, and I'm overweight. I got on the Atkins diet, the introduction phase 1.
Sure.
And it is working fabulous for me.
Great.
I've lost over 50 pounds. And
really? Congratulations.
Thank you. My problem is energy.
Okay.
Because I quit eating the carbs, sometimes my energy is like below zero. I almost can't move. It is so bad.
Really?
I don't know what to do to bring my energy level up. I haven't gotten even into the exercise part yet because I just can't make myself hardly move.
Well, it's because you've gone, the Atkins diet will just rob you of your energy because you've come off all your carbohydrates that you're so used to. Your body used to run on that, and from a physiology perspective, just basic bare bones, now your body is running off fats. It's turning fats. There's a mechanism in the body where the body will take fats and turn it into energy. And that's kind of what the principle of what the Atkins diet works on. And sometimes, are you an all or nothing personality?
Yes, I am.
That's okay. Well, here's the deal. What did you add back in? Did you add back in sweets and junk food, or did you add back in like a sweet potato?
I added in, unfortunately, like chips, because that's the one thing that I think I absolutely missed is the crunch of chips. So
you may tell you a good alternative to that?
What's that?
And it won't mess the Atkins up really that bad at all. Do you like hummus?
No. I like food.
That shoots that one down. You just don't like hummus.
I like stuff but you have to have something crunchy to scoop it up with.
Well, you use small little, and I know this, but you can use small little baby carrots or you can use celery. And what happens is the hummus, number one, it's very low glycemic, so it doesn't affect the blood sugar hardly at all. It's got fiber in it, and it's got olive oil mixed with it, typically, the way they make it. And then the crunch comes from the vegetable. You can even cut up little cucumber chips and use those as well. And so the crunch gets taken care of with the vegetables, and it's salty, the actual hummus is, and so it can make that work. Now, another option, just if that's your main deal, if you need to cut that craving, is cut up sweet potatoes in real fine like chips, and you put a coating of coconut oil over them and sprinkle sea salt over them. I'm getting hungry just talking about this, by the way. And I've got a lot more radio to do. And so, and bake them. Put that in the oven and bake them. And it's incredible. I mean, really, because anything you can do to get the same sensation, and it's not going to affect you that bad. I mean, you can eat 4 or 5 chips to kind of hit the craving. I mean, don't want to eat a whole bag. But that can make a big difference. But, yeah, your carbohydrates being so low is what's giving you the really cutting your energy back. And so coming up with a better way to do that and increasing more carbohydrates at maybe the fruit and vegetable level, even if it's more vegetables, can be helpful. Building up the adrenal glands is really important, too. And I'll hit on that when we come out of this break.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Jim Newcomb from Midas Resources, August 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,364.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,413.98, $706.99 for a half ounce, or $353.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,413.98, $706.99, and $353.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Going to the break, talking with Carol lost 50 pounds on the Atkins diet, which I'm so, so proud of you. And we were talking about increasing carbohydrate to get your energy levels up. There's a couple things that happens when you do an Atkins program, because you pretty much remove all the carbohydrate and you go into what's called ketosis. And with ketosis, there's a couple things that can be a little bit of a challenge. And one of those with ketosis is that because you drop so many carbohydrates, the gluconeogenesis that happens when you take the fat, when the fats actually turn into a usable form of carbohydrates so your body can function on that, and that's what starts to eat away the fat and reduce fat cells within the body, makes a huge difference. So, but when that happens, it can make you very tired, and that's why you probably don't feel like exercising. So increasing your carbohydrates with vegetables, and if you need a little starch and you want to get rid of that craving for potato chips, I do think sweet potatoes, making your own sweet potato chips with the coconut oil, cutting them in real fine chips, putting the sea salt over them and baking them, really, really good. That's one thing to do. Now, the other, and don't be scared to do that, by the way. One thing you mentioned is that you're kind of nervous too, because you don't want to get back in. You don't want to gain the weight back and trigger something where your old habits come back. And that's true, because you've changed your behavior. And the fact that you've eliminated carbohydrates is a big deal, that a lot of your cravings went away. So it just means that your body's very sensitive to those kind of carbs. Now, just understand that, though. As long as you can have an alternative, you know, then that can be helpful. So anyway, the vegetables can be good. Cutting up cucumbers and little carrots and that sort of thing, really, really good. And, you know, another thing, too, that can help if you get a sweet craving at all, there's an organic fruit and veggie drink. I'm actually drinking it right now as I'm doing the show. Drink it every day. It makes your body more alkaline. You have more energy. You can find more information about that at our website. It's a really good kind of addition. It won't throw your sugars off, and it helps keep your body stabilized. So that's another key that can be helpful. So it's about having some alternatives that when you get those strong cravings, you can kind of nip it in the bud a little bit. But of course, you know, you can add more vegetables. I mean, I wouldn't be overly concerned about that. I'm a huge vegetable guy as far as eat as much as you want, just because of the fiber, and they just hardly have any calories or any kind of carbohydrate to them at all. So very, very good when you're in a situation like you are. But I'm just so proud of you for dropping that weight, getting disciplined, deciding that you want to get well. You know, that's the key. And when you decide that you want to get well, it makes a difference. And you can really go to the next level. And it just takes that. That's, to me, is the biggest hurdle for so many people to overcome. And you have. And I'm just really, really pumped for you. Okay. Thanks for the call, and thanks for being a great listener. And if you need anything, we're here for you. 888-283-7272. You can check our website out, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. You can shoot me an email, jump into social media as well. We'll take your tweets and also Facebook here on the show. Good, good stuff all along the way. Who are we going next to? We're going to Ernest. Ernest, welcome.
How are you, Doc?
I am living well, sir. Couldn't be better.
Man, I got some stomach problems. I'm constantly sick to my stomach. I feel like I'm full all the time. I don't really get hungry. And it makes noises. It churns. And then sometimes when I eat, I can't hold it down. I'll throw it back up. And the other day, I drank a bottle of water and threw the water back up. And then sometimes I eat, I'm just fine.
So it comes and goes. It changes, right?
Well, the full feeling don't ever go away. I have to force myself to eat. I just recently found out I'm diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that might have had something. Maybe I was overloading myself with sugar, but I've just found out the last week. And all week I've been, you know, trying to eat right.
So you need a game plan.
Sugar. What's that?
You need a game plan. Is that what you're telling me?
I need to figure out why my stomach's messed up so I can fix it.
Well, there's a couple things going on. Probably, what is your age?
I'm 42.
All right. And how do you eat? What's a typical day look like for you? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Well, here lately that's changed because I found out I was diabetic. But
all right. How about a week ago?
I eat when I'm
2 weeks
hungry.
Ago. How about 2 weeks ago?
I eat when I'm hungry, whatever I want. And there has been days where I haven't ate anything because I didn't feel hungry.
Okay. Let me share something with you. The digestive issues, because you eat whatever you want, means you're eating a bunch of junk. So whenever you crave pizza, you eat it. Whenever you want a burger and fries, you eat it. Because what, do you have a good metabolism? You're not overweight? And you never had to worry about it?
I'm not overweight, no.
Right, so you've never had to worry about that. So you've always been able to eat whatever you want.
Yep, until last week.
Until last week. So that's okay. Here's the good news. It's a wake-up call. Now you get a diagnosis like diabetes, it makes you stop in your tracks and go, okay, life is going to change now. And your stomach is already telling you, your body, through your stomach, is already saying, man, there is something major going on. And you're not able to digest and process your food well. That's why you get all the churning, and that's why you'll drink water and throw it back up. So there's a couple things happening from the digestive perspective. First and foremost, do you think this is a wake-up call that you need to radically change the way you eat? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So knowing that that's extremely important for what you're doing, you've got to come up with a real systematic way. But here's why. When you eat a bunch of junk food, like let's just say you eat processed flour, like hamburger bun. That's processed flour. It's made from garbage, okay? And let's say you eat pizza, fried chicken, and I mean French fries, the whole nine yards. All of that, what happens is your body gets to a point where it can process it, like in your 20s and 30s, but now you're getting into your 40s, and it's just saying, you know what, man, I'm done. I've got nothing left. So your hydrochloric acid in your stomach, that's the stuff that helps break your proteins and things down. It begins to decrease, so you can't break your foods down as well. You start getting yeast buildup in the digestive tract, the wrong kind of bacteria building up. So you're kind of seeing what happens with poor digestion and what it can lead to. But I'm going to tell you kind of what you can do to get out of that and what's out there on the research, and kind of lay out some things for you when we come back. Hang tight.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, they say, just as a statistic, this is kind of interesting, that we are getting sicker as Americans. So they say more Americans now have a chronic health conditions than ever. And they say more than one in five middle-aged U.S. adults and nearly half the adults over the age of 65 have more than one chronic health condition, such as hypertension, diabetes, and the like, according to a new government report. The report said that in 2010, 21% of women and 20% of men between age 45 and 64 had at least two chronic health conditions. And in 2000, the rate among men was 15%, and among women it was 16.9%. So increases were also seen in adults over 65, with 49% of men and 42.5% of women reporting in 2010 they had two chronic health conditions. I mean, that's a big deal when you think about it. I mean, you've got diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The list goes on and on. But the reality is that we're seeing people now more than ever, and we're getting sicker as a country. And we're learning more about health, I think, more than ever. And we have more out there in the media, guys doing radio and television that know what they're talking about, and they're coming up with really good information to kind of help you go to the next level. But why are we getting so sick? I mean, why are we really getting to that place where you don't feel good anymore. Well, I think it's a couple reasons. Number one, our food supply is not the best. I mean, we're not eating very well. We're more stressed out. We're more in a hurry. And so because of that, we tend to eat the wrong kind of foods, eat in a hurry, a lot of processed foods, and we're not really getting the kind of nutrition that we really need. And so it's a little bit of a challenge. So a big piece for me is education. And I mean, knowledge is key. Knowledge is power. And understanding what it takes really to be healthy, what it takes to go to the next level with your health is what it's about. The study is really interesting. And they say the increases were due mainly to the rises in three conditions, hypertension, diabetes, and cancer, according to the report. These increases may be due to more new cases or due to people living longer with these conditions because of the advances in medical treatments. The CDC does not consider obesity itself to be a health condition, but rather it's a risk factor for other conditions such as heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. The obesity rate in the U.S. increased in the United States over the past 30 years, but has leveled off in the recent years. So the report's based on the data gathered during the National Health Interview Survey. You know, I just have to say that, I mean, obesity obviously is one of the main reasons that we're getting sick. I mean, we eat like crazy. We eat too much food, really. And portion sizes are too much. And we eat the wrong kind of food. So we're changing our metabolism. We're literally changing our DNA and our genetics. And believe it or not, more studies are coming out about the fact that we can change our DNA, we can change our genetics, literally by our lifestyle choices. So it's not just what grandma and grandpa passed down. That's not everything. You know, that's really a small portion of it. It's really coming down to the choices that we make every single day. And really, what does that mean? Well, the reality of it is if literally if we can do some basic things in our life, I mean, literally from the water we drink to the personal care products that we put on our body to the foods that we put in on a regular, everyday basis. I mean, let's just take plastic bottles, for example. So you think it's healthy to drink your plastic, you know, bottle water that you drink every day, right? And I'm with you. I mean, I would rather drink that than tap water because who knows what's in the tap water. From everything from drug residual, and you've got fluoride, which, I mean, obviously is, of course, that's a topic to really look into. I mean, of course, the American Dental Association, there's certain amounts of fluoride needed, and I'm okay with that, but tons of fluoride in the body can really cause some negative effects. You've got chlorine, which is a toxin that we all know needs to be avoided. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in tap water, but then you go to the bottled water. So you're thinking, okay, well, it's supposed to be healthy, right? Bottled water, which is huge business, which the regulations over the water is not that great anyway. And we know for a fact that as they check it, they found that a lot of bottled water is nothing but glorified tap water. There's nothing special about it. It's not like it came out of the fresh blue spring hidden in the Swiss Alps. It came out of the tap water faucet. Right down the street in the guy's building. So there you go. So, but there's a component in the plastic bottles that leaches into the water called bisphenol A. And the bisphenol A is causing one of the major estrogen crises that we have in America right now with guys and gals. I mean, estrogen's all over the place. With men are becoming feminized because testosterone levels are dropping. See all the commercials for the low T? Well, you just think we have an epidemic of low testosterone. All of a sudden, it's just low testosterone. Wow, it's just floating in the air. We're breathing the air of low testosterone. So now guys are getting the low T. No, it's marketing. And also, it's the fact that we're drinking so much more out of the plastic bottles than we used to. We used to get a glass of water. Remember the term glass of water? You never heard plastic cup of water, plastic bottle of water. Give me a glass of water, right? Well, drinking out of a glass is actually good for you. There's nothing that leaches into the water when you're drinking out of a glass. But when you're constantly drinking bottled water all day long, you're getting all the bisphenol A out of there, and they're saying that even one bottle of water, even half a bottle, the levels are very, very toxic, and you heat the bottle. Like, let's say it sits out in the sun because it's hot. Now you're making a bigger deal out of it than ever because it's double leaching into the water. So there has to be some things that we change really when it comes down to it. So with obesity, hypertension, diabetes, all of these conditions, remember these are lifestyle based. You have a lot of control over what goes on inside your body, more than you think you do. And so making sure that you make good choices and not just leaving it to chance, leaving it to what the commercials tell you, leaving it to what's at the office and what's available, leaving your kids to go eat a school lunch, and who knows what in the world is in that food. I mean, really? Our kids are more obese than ever? There's like a million fat kids now in school, and I'm not knocking it. It just is what it is. I mean, I remember being in grade school, and I'm not that old. And being in grade school, I mean, it was like, okay, there was like the two or three fat kids in school, and you know, I always felt bad for them. They always got picked on and that sort of thing. I just was never that guy that did all that. What you've been doing over the last 10 years is what's caused most of that. And it's genetic involved, too. There are some, I mean, there are genetics involved in cancer, no doubt. But the American Cancer Society, who I have a lot of respect for, this is not me talking, it's not my opinion. The American Cancer Society said that virtually two-thirds of the cancers we deal with could be virtually eliminated if we would change our lifestyle choices. I mean, how about them apples? Really? So, I mean, there's a lot we can do to change. We just have to be willing to, and we have to have the education. We have to know what to change, I mean, how to change. And when it comes down to lifestyle choices, there's so much that we can do. And, of course, you go to the website, getwellradio.com, and we have all those listed there if you want to look into that. And it's interesting. The whole thing to me is interesting. It really is. Going to the next level with your health and with your life is something that I can't do for you, but you can do it for you. And you can do it for your friends and your family members and your coworkers and your loved ones. You can make an impact and an influence and literally lead by example rather than just following along the crowd. No, it can change. But you have to be willing to want to change. You've got to have a new want to. Nobody else can do that for you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Sally. Hi, Sally.
I was calling because on Friday, you know, I had been still in bed all year, basically in and out. But I went to the emergency room, and he said I had bacterial pneumonia.
Okay.
And he gave me some, you know, antibiotics, and I think he did a very good job of x-raying and stuff. I guess I was concerned. I didn't go in the hospital. I'm going to my regular doctor next week, and I guess I was just kind of concerned. I've been taking medicine as I should. I do feel better. Is that kind of okay?
Yeah, I mean, is it okay? It is okay, but at the same time, a couple things. First, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to build your immune system. Okay? I mean, that's the key and that's the bottom line. Your immune system is everything. And so making sure that your immune system stays strong is one of the foundations. And with bacterial infection, regardless of where it is, where it's coming from, that sort of thing, then you kind of got to make sure that your immune system is staying solid. So here's a couple things I would consider. Number one is consider looking at probiotics, because probiotics means good bacteria. Pro means good bacteria. And the probiotics actually put good bacteria in your digestive tract. And the more good bacteria you have in your digestive tract, the better, obviously. It causes you to function at a higher level, feel better, causes you to be at a better level. So, I mean, it's something definitely to look at. But at the end of the day, probiotics are good. You've got a lot of great immune boosters out there. You've got vitamin C, of course, which is kind of old school, but it still works. Vitamin D is so important. If they have you on therapy, though, of antibiotics of any kind, you want to follow through with that. But ask your physician if you can take probiotics along with that, because it's becoming standard of care now to do it, because antibiotics going to wipe out the bad. And then the probiotics will keep the good bacteria in there so the antibiotics don't wipe everything out. So you might want to do that. But you just make sure that they come up with a good plan for you combining the two. But you want to follow, I guess what I'm saying is follow the recommendations, obviously. Even if there's some good alternatives, still stay with what they tell you and then go from there. We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus, worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Vaclav Havel, that's a name right there, has our quote for the day. Anyone who takes himself too seriously always runs the risk of looking ridiculous. Anyone who can consistently laugh at himself does not. You got to like that. Good, good stuff. They're saying depression rates are now rising for girls in their teen years. Well, imagine that. Look at everything on TV and all the different dating shows and all that sort of thing. I mean, you can only imagine what's going on in their world. But they say the rates of major depression has skyrocketed among young girls as they move through the already vulnerable period of adolescence. According to new research, about 5% of 12-year-old girls experienced a major depressive episode in the past year, compared to 15% of 15-year-old girls, a threefold increase. Some 1.4 million girls aged 12 to 17 experienced a major depressive episode in the past year. And interestingly enough, it says it's important for both prevention and treatment, said Richard McKeon, who's chief of the Suicide Prevention Branch of the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Girls are experiencing major depressive episodes early, around the time of puberty, and this is really pointing toward the need of treatment, added Dr. Elizabeth Miller, who's chief of the Division of Adolescent Medicine at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. The report, based on a large national survey conducted annually to assess drug use and mental health, found that the girls aged 12 to 17 were at triple the risk of experiencing a major episode when compared to boys, 12% versus 4%. So it's likely, they're saying that a major depressive episode comes from their peers and comes from their environment. You don't want parents to freak out and overact, but on the other hand, it's important that they don't dismiss those signs. So early intervention may mean medication, but it may not. I really think in this situation more than ever that we need to step up as parents, listen better, be involved in their lives. I mean, at 15, they're headed toward womanhood. Their mind thinks that they are. They definitely think they know more than us, but yet they're not there yet in the maturity levels, and they haven't really experienced all the ups and downs of life at that point yet. And so I think intervening at that point and really jumping in and being a part of their lives is one of the best things we can do. Because, I mean, kids are, I can tell you this, just in my training that I did, I saw so many people, young girls on antidepressants. I mean, it's really crazy to see, but it really broke my heart. And, you know, people are just going through stuff. They are. And, you know, I think it says a lot for us to really step in as adults and give them a listening ear, give them a safe place to land, and give them, you know, a great place to be and be themselves and not feel stuck. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You may call right now, and maybe it's for a friend, a family member, a coworker, or a loved one, somebody that really needs help with their health. Well, that's what we want to be here for. We want to be a safe place for you to be able to ask questions and get some really good information to be able to take to them so they can go to the next level in their health, in their life. Let's go now to Dean. Hi, Dean.
I get dizzy, and I get headaches, and my eyes get watery, and they get blurry. So I'm wondering what would be good for me. What would have been good for me for? I think I have vertigo and neuropathy. I know I have neuropathy, but I have vertigo too.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things with dizziness and with vertigo. You got to look at a couple of different kind of options, and there's a couple of thoughts. If you're going down the traditional medical route, then they're going to look at probably a couple of things. They're going to do some testing on you, which is pretty standard, and you'll have to see what they come up with. But at the same time, you know, when they when they do that, one thing you want to be careful of, in this is to make sure that you do some, I don't want to say make sure because it makes like I'm sounding like I'm telling you what to do, but you might want to look into some alternative treatments too, because dizziness, vertigo, all these sorts of things, although it could be inner ear related, and they'll do the test to figure that out. It could be, of course, here we go with another could be, but it could be that you have something going on potentially in what we call C1 and C2. Those are the first two cervical vertebrae in the spine. The brainstem drops down in the first cervical vertebra, and if it's called the atlas, and if it's out of position at all, now this is getting over toward osteopathic medicine. It's also getting into more chiropractic medicine, which, you know, a lot of mainstream medicine sometimes doesn't really buy into. So just keep that in mind. Not what we call standard of care. But, you know, as they're looking into that, you know, one of the things I think that's just kind of important is to have a look at that, because if it's out of position, there is some theory behind that dizziness and vertigo and that sort of thing can come from the C1 and C2, pretty much C1, being out of position and causing some pressure on the brainstem. So it might be something you want to look into, might be something that you want to check out, all right? But maybe get in and get an evaluation done from that perspective, all right? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. The lines are always open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's what we want to help you do on this show. That's what we're here for. So you call us anytime. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.